Hey folks, this is David Shore again for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Now I'm going to give you an update on this thing with Yellow and the Teamsters. This is directly from the Teamsters, setting the record straight on Yellow. Teamsters have learned that Yellow is talking to members about the company's proposed changes of operations and trying to blame the union for not allowing it to change its business model. What Yellow is doing is wrong. The company is misleading members with false information. In fact, what the company is doing is trying to blame the Teamsters for its own executive mismanagement. Yellow wants to force union members to agree to significant midterm operational contrast concessions. Our members have spoken loud and clear. As Teamsters, we have certain standards, and our administration is determined to set the standard, said Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien. Yellow has proven time and again it cannot manage itself. Yellow doesn't deserve and cannot be expected to continue under its current structure. That's the direction the Teamsters are going to take. In other words, they want to go back to the way things were, and they want to add other things into it. Such as, like I said, they want to take dock workers out. They want to have the drivers do the work of the dock workers. And they said that they're going to increase our pay, but they don't know how they're going to pay for it. In other words, they don't have a clue of what they're doing. Kind of wonder if they know how to even drive an 18-wheeler. Here are the facts. Starting in 2010, Yellow received and is still reaping the benefits of billions of dollars in wage, pension, and work rule concessions. Yellow received a $700 million bailout from the federal government. Despite this, the company claims it must have more contract changes immediately and cannot wait for regular bargaining. In other words, we want it now. We don't care. The current Teamsters contract is in place until March 31, 2024. Bargaining for a new agreement would traditionally start towards the end of this year. The Teamsters National Freight Industry Negotiating Committee, TNFINC, is fully honoring the current contract and will continue to. But Yellow is seeking immediate change to our agreement. Once again, Yellow cannot live with what it agreed to and is seeking midterm concessionary changes to the contract. TNFINC was willing to discuss open negotiations with Yellow early, but advised Yellow that we would engage in our normal membership survey and proposal process. Yellow was told the Teamsters could likely start meeting in August. We do not intend to bargain without membership input. The Teamsters explained to Yellow that the negotiations are a two-way street, and that Yellow would have to provide immediate significant economic increases for the members if it wanted to reopen the contract early. But the company is not willing to wait until August to bargain. Despite its passing lip service, Yellow is not willing or is unable to provide the significant increases that members desire. Yellow wants to establish a one-way street that allows it to get everything it wants up front and early. The company wants our members to wait to see what happens down the road, even if it means workers are once again left holding the bag. Well, you can see they pretty much want to fuck the drivers. Yellow's reliance on a previously approved change of operations in the Western region is misleading, importantly. Phase 1 change of operations did not violate the contract. The Western region change of operations affected contractually permitted utility employees. All affected road drivers had their earnings protected and were allowed to continue to perform traditional road work. The current proposed change of operations, phase 2, is very different. It wants to force hundreds of road drivers to work the dock and change dispatch rules. These changes would violate nearly every contract supplement nationwide. Yellow is not willing to protect road drivers under phase 2, as it had during the Western region change of operations. On May 30th, 2023, the company sent TNFINC a draft proposed letter of agreement, LOA, that demanded the phase 2 change of operations be approved. The draft was much broader than the original phase 2 change of operations proposal. For example, the LOA demands that 1. Long established work rules and operational practices be abandoned. 2. Yellow be permitted to assign employees to any job anywhere at any time across operating companies. 3. 29% of all road miles across all operations, YRC, Holland, New Penn, and Redaway, be diverted to non-union transportation or rail carriers. 4. The union's current contractual ability to cut off the use of purchased transportation be limited. 5. An expedited change of operations procedure be implemented to allow Yellow to expedite the hearing of its prior proposed changes of operations and its yet to be disclosed phase 3 change of operations. 6. The LOA shall supersede any and all agreements, including supplemental agreements, local work rules and practices that are inconsistent with or impede the application of the LOA, and 7. A reopening of the National Master Freight Agreement, NMFA, to seek additional concessions to help pay for a potential future wage increase, which would have to be financed by Yellow's lenders to take effect. In exchange for such sweeping changes, the proposed LOA offers the accelerate by only a few months the 40 cents per hour contractual wage increase already due to members on October 1st. Yellow suggests it could possibly add a 60 cents increase, but admits it does not have the means to pay the increases. Yeah. The company says such increases could only occur after the LOA is ratified, after Yellow receives new financing, after the proposed phase 2 changes of operations are approved and implemented, and after negotiations commence to fully reopen the NMFA. The company has also suggested that contractually required health conditions contributions could be deferred to wages if the health funds agree. Yellow's vague promise of small future increases that may or may not happen is insulting. Yellow has shown that it doesn't deserve and cannot be expected to continue under its current structure. The Teamsters cannot and will not keep bailing out this company with concessions. We are not interested in helping its corporate executives save face. It is not left to the Teamsters to save the company. Our members have given enough. Then that's from Teamsters Freight Division. John A. Murphy, Director, Tony Jones, Assistant Director, and Danny Avellan, Assistant Director. So, as you can see, this update is important. They're pretty much giving Yellow the big middle finger. Well, Yellow has mismanaged everything. I don't think they know what the fuck they're doing. I mean, you would figure if you're running a trucking company, you would know something about trucking. Not just about business. But hey, this is Yellow. And if they're trying to do things 20th century way, you know, I'll tell you right now, there are politicians, and I'm not going to say who's who, but there are people in Washington right now who are mentally deficient, who possibly and more likely could run Yellow a hell of a lot better than what they got right now. Sean O'Brien and the Teamsters are actually doing a great job. I'm glad they're doing this. I'm glad they're fighting against them. We're, you know, trying to save face. But the truth of the matter is, they're trying to save face and trying to fuck the drivers at the same time. So, folks, that's pretty much the update. And that's pretty much where we're at right now. The negotiation should have been done why should we have to renegotiate everything simply because they... Well, I think you pretty much know. They're screwing us over and they don't care. They don't care what they do. As long as they get what they want. And the Teamsters are saying, uh-uh. You can't do that. You screwed the pooch on this. That's not our problem. So, that is the long and short of it. So, folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. I'm going to keep you posted on what's going on with this. And I'm actually hoping and praying that when all is said and done, we actually come out ahead and Yellow finally gets its head out of its ass.